Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 87 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
A boy can do this and get away with it. Ultimately, it's a slap on the wrist.
An Ashland mother is not happy with the punishment a student received for cyberbullying her daughter.
The case of a man accused of killing a five-year-old boy and assaulting his mother will go to the grand jury.
The Moorhead Police Department will hold a public meeting tonight to kick off a community policing program.
Rowan County's aging jail is housing twice as many inmates than it was built for.
U.S. Representative John Yarmuth spoke out against the Graham Cassidy health care bill.
In sports, the Cowboys face the Cardinals in Arizona for Monday Night Football.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Partly cloudy tonight with a low near 63 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Kentucky State Police testified in court today against a man who was accused of murdering a five-year-old boy and severely beating the boy's mother. Detective Charles Brandenburg testified in Jackson County District Court. He said Lonnie Belt had planned to take Jessica Durnham and James Spoonamore hostage until he received $200 Belt claims was stolen by the woman's husband. Brandenburg said after multiple assaults, Belt eventually kicked Durnham off a 77-foot cliff and confessed to authorities that he had murdered the child because Spoonamore had witnessed his mother's assault. At the end of the testimony, the judge decided there was enough evidence to send the case to a grand jury. Belt is currently charged with murder, assault, kidnapping an adult, kidnapping a minor, and tampering with physical evidence. His bond is set at $1 million cash.
Attorney General Andy Beshear announced his office apprehended a Louisville man involved in human trafficking. According to WKYT, the AG's Department of Criminal Investigations arrested 39-year-old Silky Clark for human trafficking, first-degree unlawful transaction with a minor, possession of a handgun by a convicted felon, possession of a controlled substance, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and criminal possession of a forged instrument. According to Beshear, the Lexington Human Trafficking Task Force received information about a juvenile being advertised for prostitution on September 21st. It was later determined the juvenile was no longer in Lexington. Using technology, police in Louisville were able to locate and arrest Clark. They also located the juvenile. A judge set a preliminary hearing in Clark's case for October 3rd in Jefferson District Court. Beshear said the investigation is ongoing and further criminal charges are likely.
A slap on the wrist, that's how an Ashland mother describes the punishment of a student who cyberbullied her daughter. Stephanie Gilmore was referring to an incident last week where a member of Paul Blazer High School's football team sent a pornographic image to a group of friends, claiming it was a picture of Gilmore's daughter. The student has since admitted that the picture was pulled from the internet and was not the 16-year-old girl. Gilmore says her daughter has been hurt by the incident.
It's really knocked the wind out of her sails. I can see the difference in her, and it's tragic.
Stephanie Gilmore is the daughter of Ashland Mayor Steve Gilmore, who calls the incident heinous.
Officials in Johnson County are asking Paintsville residents to be on the lookout for vandals. Someone destroyed a bench in Escom Chandler Park last Friday. Paintsville Recreation Center Director Scott Hale believes the perpetrators used either a large hammer or saw to destroy the bench. He spoke with WYMT.
Some vandalism here and there, but nothing to this type of damage done to a park bench. I hate to think that when I do something good out here that the next morning you're going to come out and see it destroyed. You know, we recently, this spring and summer, we've done quite a bit.
Hale hopes vandals will learn to care for their community. Police are continuing to investigate.
A man is charged with attempted murder after police say he shot another man from inside a car. WMKY's Jack Cottle has the story.
Police are investigating a shooting in Somerset Sunday evening. According to WYMT, the unnamed victim says Douglas Honeycutt threatened to kill him before driving by his home and firing a gun. Honeycutt initially denied involvement. Police searched the car of a woman living with Honeycutt and found a 9mm shell casing. The woman also gave police matching ammo as well as a black 9mm handgun. Honeycutt agreed to a gunshot residue test but tried to destroy evidence by washing his hands. Honeycutt is charged with attempted murder and tampering with physical evidence. He is housed in the Pulaski County Detention Center. Bond has not been set. For WMKY News, I'm Jack Cottle.
The Moorhead Police Department will hold a public meeting tonight at 6:30 at City Hall as it begins its new community policing program. Captain Kyle Callahan says the goal of the program is to bring his department and the community it serves closer together.
One thing that we want to do is we want to people and the citizens and the residents of Moorhead to know that we are approachable and that we are working on issues that they have. We're a smaller department. We have a lot of things that's going on, but we do value the residents' feedback on what they see as an issue.
Callahan says more public meetings will be held in the coming weeks at other locations around Moorhead.
Rowan County Jailer Wes Coldiron said he and his staff are holding their own as the detention center deals with a major overcrowding problem. They're currently watching over more than 140 inmates in a facility that has only 78 beds. However, Coldiron says since the Rowan lockup deals with some level of overcrowding on an everyday basis, he and his deputies have plenty of experience in dealing with the problem.
This ain't our first rodeo in that department. You know, we got 141 this morning, and we've had higher, so we are doing good. And I've got a couple, two or three that are leaving out today to go to a SAT program in LaGrange, so that'll free up a little bit of room. But unfortunately, in society, you know, it's like you let two out, you get three in. I mean, it just seems like that's the way it goes. So we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to getting into the new jail and having some room, hopefully.
Rowan's new 275-bed detention center is expected to open in late February. According to Coldiron, about a dozen female inmates from Boyd County will be returned to that jail in the next week or so. Their move to Rowan County after a recent inmate riot forced the facility to temporarily close for repairs. We'll have more of your local news after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Moorhead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Moorhead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at moorheadstate.edu/innovation. Rowan County Judge Executive Walter Blevins likes the proposal to remove the county employees' retirement system from underneath the umbrella of the state's overall public pension system. Unlike the rest of the programs in that system, Blevins says Kentucky's cities and counties are doing a good job of keeping the CERS financially sound.
The cities have been paying, the counties and those types of groups have been paying their ARC, the actual revenue that's needed to fund the system. So I think we've shown that the counties could do the job. There's some bills floating around. There are several senators and representatives that believe that's a good idea. Hopefully it'll have a chance to come to the floors of both the House and Senate and be voted on.
That matter could come before state lawmakers during an expected special session on pension reform next month. Proponents say while the CERS is 62% funded, that figure could move to 100% if it becomes a standalone program. Those against the idea say funds from the CERS are needed to prop up Kentucky's other public retirement systems, which are billions of dollars in the red.
Mason County's historic First High School will be getting a new lease on life as an apartment building. William Lawrence became the newest owner of the Maeslick Consolidated School in March after a complicated year-long process. Lawrence says a lot of work went into getting the property back in shape.
When we bought the building, when you walked in, the floors were warped because of the roof had blown off. The floors were warped, drywall was hanging down, electrical things were just, you know, it was just very bad disrepair. Of course, vandalism. People would went there and stole copper lines and busted windows out. So when the bank came out and looked at it, they were very reluctant to loan us any money.
Lawrence says an open house will be held this Saturday at 6 p.m. so the community can see what has been completed with the project so far.
The city of Ashland is approaching more than $1 million in annual overtime costs for its firefighters. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has more.
The rising cost of overtime for the city's firefighters is a trend that started in 2010. The Daily Independent reports the city has already spent nearly $700,000 for that purpose in the first 8 months of this year. This is due in part to a state law that requires fire departments to have 3 fire crews that work 24-hour days followed by 2 days of rest. As part of the overtime issue, the city was also paying for a spike in pension payments for firefighters approaching retirement who worked extra hours. With a recent staffing reduction, pension spikes, and the fact that the city does not pay into Social Security, those who volunteer to work overtime are able to make more than their higher-salaried co-workers. Ashland officials are looking at a 2012 recommendation from a consulting firm to hire more firefighters to help reduce the amount spent on overtime. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.
Congressman Hal Rogers says he's thrilled with the progress made by Morehead State Space Science Center since he helped initiate it with then-University President Ronald England nearly 2 decades ago. In discussing the relationship between MSU's Space Science Center and NASA, along with its work with CUBE satellites, the 5th District Republican says the program has had a number of amazing accomplishments in a relatively short amount of time.
To see these satellites that are being built here by students as well as professionals, that they also manage in orbit, that's mind-boggling. When I was their age, I would have loved to have done what they're doing.
Roger says he's also proud of Morehead State's contributions to the region and its work to educate students from all over the world.
U.S. Representative John Yarmuth spoke out against the Graham-Cassidy health care bill last week, calling it bad for the Commonwealth. The Louisville Democrat is in favor of a single-payer health care system and doesn't expect the latest repeal and replace bill to pass. Yarmuth says there will be room to restructure health care in the future, but maybe not with the current Congress.
I think probably the impetus for that is not going to come out of the politicians, or the public even. It's going to come out of corporate America. I think you're going to see over the next few years more and more corporate executives of big companies say, we can't deal with this anymore. We're competing internationally with companies, none of whom have to do what we do. It's time for the government to take this over.
Yarmuth has also said the bill would essentially block individuals with pre-existing conditions by allowing the states to allow insurance companies to charge whatever they wanted.
One of Kentucky's U.S. senators says there are alternative options for the tension between the United States and North Korea. Senator Rand Paul responded to President Trump's promise to, quote, completely destroy North Korea in a roundtable discussion last Thursday in Morehead. Paul says the lack of rationality of North Korea's leader means there's no good military option for the country.
There's no good military option for us launching an attack either. I'm not for a preemptive attack on him. If we were to knock out his nuclear sites, which we probably can, he probably still launches 1,000 conventional weapons on Seoul. There's so many of those weapons up and down there that it would go.
Paul says an alternative plan could be to remove American troops from the area and allow China to move into North and South Korea. Paul says those countries have better relationships than North Korea and the United States.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency has created a program that offers assistance to farmers who experienced damage to their land due to the July floods. The flooding in Rowan and Fleming County left damage to farmlands, livestock, and property. The Emergency Conservation Program, created by the FSA, helps farmers recover from natural disasters. Shindy Berry is the spokeswoman at the Flemingsburg Service Center. She says this program will be beneficial for area farmers.
It will help replace fence, help remove debris out of cropland fields, repair conservation structures, grading, shaping, releveling, you know, if, you know, you have a big wash or something. And it's all done through federal dollars.
The deadline to sign up for the program is October 26. Farmers interested in applying should go to the Flemingsburg Service Center, located at 74 Byron Way in Flemingsburg.
U.S. Representative Andy Barr unveiled legislation Friday to help military veterans who have endured sexual assault. The Military Sexual Assault Victim Empowerment Act would establish 5 pilot projects for 3 years in an attempt to help those suffering. Barr said 1 in 5 women and 1 in 100 men are sexually assaulted during their military service. Barr tells Spectrum News Pure Politics the Military Save Act would allow veterans to circumvent the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs for treatment and instead choose a doctor to handle problems stemming from military sexual trauma.
This legislation also commissions a study to make sure we measure the results of what direct access care can provide and that the Department of Veterans Affairs cannot provide.
Barr said Lexington has a great chance of landing the pilot program if the legislation passes because of the city's proximity to Fort Knox, Fort Campbell, and the Boone Center in the National Guard in Frankfort.
Government officials have asked a judge to halt construction on 7 billboards near a newly opened bridge connecting Kentucky and Indiana. The Courier-Journal reports the River Ridge Development Authority has sued Outfront Media, the Indiana Department of Transportation, local landowners, and the town of Utica, Indiana, over a plan to allow 7 new billboards just north of the Lewis and Clark Bridge. The authority wants a judge to stop construction, while state officials consider a request to designate the route as a scenic byway, which would prohibit billboards. Utica Town Council President Steve Long said he was frustrated with the lawsuit. He said the town had been counting on the billboards for about $10,000 a year in additional tax revenue. The bridge spans the Ohio River and opened last year.
Facebook mogul Mark Zuckerberg made a swing through Kentucky on Sunday. As WUKY's Josh James reports, the social media creator was talking technology in the classroom.
Zuckerberg traveled to Hazard for a brief, unpublicized visit with teachers and students from 5 districts, according to the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative. He later posted that he met with students using the Summit Learning Platform, a personalized learning tool being built by the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, with an eye toward helping students learn at their own pace. Zuckerberg said he was shown games, robots, drones, and virtual reality apps they were coding. According to the Facebook founder, this fall, more than 300 schools across the country will be utilizing the new Summit technology, and he intends to expand its reach soon. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Looking at the weather tonight, some passing clouds, low of 63 degrees. Tuesday, sunshine and some clouds, continued very warm, high of 89 degrees. Tuesday night, clear skies, low of 63. Wednesday, a mainly sunny sky, high of 86. Wednesday night, a mostly clear sky, low of 61. Thursday, sunny skies, high of 74. Thursday night, clear skies, low of 51. Friday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny, high of 74. And Friday night, some clouds early will give way to generally clear conditions overnight, low around 50 degrees. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, Lexington 87 degrees, Flemingsburg 86 degrees, Ashland 87 degrees, Inez 86 degrees, Winchester 87 degrees, and in Moorhead it is currently 86 degrees.
On our feature segment today, the Kentucky Student Environmental Coalition's Political Working Group began a series of educational workshops last week. WMKY's Brian Courtney has the story.
KSEC is an organization that encourages young people to become involved in preserving the environment. KSEC educates students in the political aspects of their cause. Spokeswoman Grace Engelman says that getting students to favor environmental-friendly legislation is a critical part of cleaning up the environment. Engelman cites a political anxiety in today's youth and how KSEC aims to resolve it.
We as KSEC are trying to build a new generation of young leaders who are willing to make their voices heard so that we are no longer ignored. And I think that is where the anxiety comes from, is being constantly left out of this conversation that is going to affect our futures.
The workshops are educational and provide relatability to aspiring young people seeking to be a part of KSEC.
These workshops give young people a wide range of skills, and it's coming from fellow young people who have been doing this work. Some of the workshops include sessions on meeting with decision makers, on messaging, and on reaching a wide audience. So it's really great because we're having all of this important information to allow young people to make our voices heard.
KSEC will be hosting more workshops on October 12th, November 9th, and December 14th in Prestonburg, Hopkinsville, Lexington, and Louisville, covering a plethora of topics from grassroots organizing to decision-making. For more information, contact Engelman at 502-514-6521. For WMKY News, I'm Brian Courtney.
It's 449 and 87 degrees here in Moorhead. I'm Leanne Akers here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're so glad that you've joined us on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, open 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays near the Moorhead City Park. The Round County Farmers Market features homegrown fruits and vegetables and assorted canned and baked goods. Farmers Market Nutrition Program, WIC, and senior checks accepted. For more information, call 784-5457. Supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. Braxton Howard. Monday Night Football action features the Arizona Cardinals against the Dallas Cowboys in their first home game of the season. WMKY's Xavier Atkins reports.
With star running back David Johnson out for the season with a major wrist injury, Carson Palmer having trouble finding his receivers, and a narrow win over the Colts in overtime, the 1-1 Cardinals are looking to find some traction for their season. Defensively, their challenge will be to stop last year's rushing champ, Ezekiel Elliott, who had just 8 yards on 9 carries in the Cowboys' 42-17 loss last weekend to Denver. 1-1 Dallas hopes that with the return of defensive end DeMontre Moore, they can put pressure on Palmer, who's not known for his mobility. For WMKY Sports, I'm Xavier Atkins.
With his team now at 0-3 for the first time since 2008, Cincinnati Bengals coach Marvin Lewis is looking for answers. Despite getting off to a 21-7 first-half lead Sunday in Green Bay, the Bengals still lost in overtime to the Packers 27-24. According to Lewis, his guys played well for the most part, but didn't seal the deal.
We got off to a good start, and but we got to capitalize on it and keep on plugging. You know, our margin for error right now, we're not clicking on the right side of it very often.
Aaron Rodgers led the Packers by throwing for 313 yards and 3 touchdowns. His 72-yard pass to Geronimo Allison set up Mason Crosby's game-winning 26-yard field goal in the extra period. The Bengals visit Cleveland next Sunday. Moorhead State football coach Rob Tenier says Saturday's 34-28 come-from-behind win against Dayton at Jane Stadium was a huge confidence booster for his Eagles. After being down 21-7 at halftime, MSU went over the top for good on Lawson Page's 55-yard touchdown pass to Christian Robinson, with 50 seconds to play. Tenier says after watching his Eagles get flattened by both Liberty and Austin Peay, he and his staff simplified the team's offensive and defensive game plans, and that strategy worked.
I'm glad that, some extra work and we got getting some guys. You know, you play with confidence. It's so much better to watch us play, you know, getting lined the right way and just able to play fast and not overthink a lot of things. And that's what we really tried to do on both sides of the ball this week.
Now at 2-2 overall and 1-0 in the PFL, the MSU football team visits Campbell on Saturday. The Kentucky football team is still reeling after its stunning 28-27 loss over the weekend to number 21 Florida. The Wildcats led 27-14 in the fourth quarter, only to see the Gators come back to beat UK for the 31st time in a row. UK coach Mark Stoops now has the job of trying to regroup his squad after the gut-wrenching defeat.
That one's going to hurt because of what we've invested. You know, these players have worked to put himself in a position to play like that. And, sometimes you're going to come up on the wrong end, and that definitely hurts when you invest what we've invested.
The 3-1 Cats will look to rebound this coming Saturday when they entertain Eastern Michigan. University of Louisville football coach Bobby Petrino is speaking out on the recent national anthem controversy around the NFL. Petrino says he told his players they have the freedom to knee during the anthem, even though it upsets him.
I also get real upset that our president is out there tweeting, you know, because I think that he's in a position where he could really help our country and do a lot of good things. And there's a lot more things more important than tweeting about football and basketball and those things.
Petrino says Louisville's team will continue to stay in the locker room during the national anthem. The updated college football AP Top 25 poll is out. WMKY's Greg Jenkins reports.
Alabama is still number one in the poll after its 59-0 victory at Vanderbilt over the weekend. Clemson, Oklahoma, Penn State, and Southern California round out the top five. Florida State started the season at number three in the poll, but after losing its first two games of the season, the Seminoles are now out of the top 25 for the first time since 2011. Louisville is up 2 spots in this week's poll to number 17, with Mississippi State and LSU both making the poll at 24th and 25th. The SEC has 6 teams ranked this week, the most of any conference. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
Scores from around the MLB today. The Yankees beat Kansas City 11-3. Yankees right fielder Aaron Judge hit 2 home runs in the game, moving his season total to 50, breaking Mark McGwire's rookie single-season record. And the Mets and Braves are scoreless through 3 innings. With the NBA season starting in just over 3 weeks, most teams are meeting with the media today, including the new-look Cleveland Cavaliers, who traded away star point guard Kyrie Irving over the summer after he asked to be traded. Cavs forward LeBron James admits that he was surprised by Irving's request.
I was wondering if something I could have did better to make him not want to be traded. Was it me coming back in the first place? Was it the coaching changes? For me personally, I try to do whatever I could do to help the kid out, be the best player he can be. At some point, when he was ready to take over the keys, I was ready to give them to him.
Some other notes from the NBA. The Cavaliers are now considered to be the favorites to sign guard Dwayne Wade after he reached a buyout agreement with the Chicago Bulls over the weekend. And the league today approved the trade between the Knicks and Thunder that sends Carmelo Anthony to OKC, teaming him up with fellow stars Russell Westbrook and Paul George. Finally in sports, the top two boys soccer teams in the 16th region will face off tonight in Canonsburg when Round County plays Boyd County at 8 o'clock. The Vikings will enter the contest riding a 5-game winning streak. One of their keys has been the play of junior forward Ron Mullen, who scored 20 goals for Coach Max Hammons' 10-4 squad.
He's just being really good around the goal now. You know, I think he's like, you know, he's always been a good soccer player. But this year he's like really, really turned it on, and he's feeling comfortable out there, and you know, you can tell that he knows he's starting to get the hang of what he's doing, like his position that he's playing.
Both Round and Boyd are undefeated against 16th region teams this season. The Lady Vikings, meanwhile, will be at home at 7:30 to take on Fleming County. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Volleyball will host Jacksonville State at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Tennessee Tech at 2 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks closed lower as declines in technology stocks offset gains in energy stocks. And at the close, the Dow Industrials showed a loss of 53.5 at 22,296.09. The S&P 500 was down 5.56 at 2,496.66. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 56.33 at 6,370.59. Stocks extended their losses this morning. Gold jumped and Treasury yields fell after North Korea's foreign minister said that U.S. President Donald Trump's latest comments amounted to declaring war on North Korea and that the rogue state has the right to shoot down strategic U.S. bombers even if they are not in North Korean airspace. Apple shares briefly fell more than 1%, tracking for a fourth straight day of losses. And today, Citi Research predicted lower than expected demand for the iPhone 8 and lowered earnings and sales estimates for Apple. The company did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Facebook shares fell more than 4%. The social media giant dropped a proposal for the company to issue a new class of shares that would have allowed CEO Mark Zuckerberg to keep voting control and fund the company's philanthropic efforts. Other tech heavyweights declined. Amazon was down more than 1%, and Netflix fell more than 4.5%. Energy stocks, as mentioned, were strong, rising more than 1% to lead advancers in the S&P 500. ExxonMobil and Chevron had the greatest positive impact on the Dow Jones Industrial Average today. The small-cap Russell 2000 hit an intraday record, surpassing the prior high touched on July 25th, and energy stocks such as Noble and Diamond Offshore Drillers were among the biggest gainers in the index after UBS upgraded these smaller energy stocks. In the commodities markets, oil was up 3%, finishing at $52.21 a barrel, and gold was up 1.25% at $1,313.60 an ounce. In Europe, the Stock 600 index managed a small gain of 0.2%. In Asia, markets were down, with the Shanghai index down 0.3% and the Hang Seng index down 1.38%. And among Dow Industrial stocks, your best performers were ExxonMobil and Cisco, and the worst performers were Visa and McDonald's. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Genuine Parts and CenturyLink, and the worst performers were Quest Diagnostics and TripAdvisor. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 8 cents at 64 and a quarter, CSX up 23 cents at 53.33, AEP up 50 cents at 71.07, AK Steel up 11 cents at 5.33, Marathon Petroleum up 80 cents at 55.53, and Kroger was down 20 cents to finish at 19.95. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Morehead State University has many points of pride, including the 6th annual Browning Orchard Festival in Fleming County, sponsored by Department of Agricultural Sciences from noon to 4 p.m. on Sunday, October 1st. Bring the family for an afternoon of hayrides, family-friendly activities, and musical entertainment by the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. The Browning Orchard Festival, one of MSU's many points of pride. Major in you at Morehead State University. Learn more at morehedstate.edu.